So it's 2021, the year of opportunity. Many are hoping that after the year we just had, that there will be opportunities and that we will thrive as a result of capitalizing on them, and that we will have a much better year in 2021. Welcome to the Business Behind Your Business, conversations to help your business grow and thrive. Hi, I'm Paul Sweeney, founder of Pretium Solutions, chartered accountants and certified business advisors, hosting the Business Behind Your Business. So is 2021 the year of opportunity? There's a growing momentum about this, and people are capitalizing on opportunities, starting to think more about how they can improve the ways that they run their business or look for new opportunities for new business opportunities to grow their profits, to grow their income. And we're seeing a lot more of those inquiries. So as an accountant and business advisor, I'm currently receiving an increased number of inquiries for people wanting to start new businesses or buy new businesses or just change the way they are operating to be more profitable. And it's a good time to do that. And the reason is that there are a lot of opportunities available. You know, some people are being forced to consider these opportunities because of different circumstances, and some people are considering them because they're out of work currently because of the COVID situation and retrenchments. But a lot of the inquiries we're getting are from people who are not out of work, that they're currently looking at the timing. You know, the timing is right to capitalize on these opportunities. And, you know, the opportunities are being presented these days because, well, I think it's not so much that there's more opportunities available. I think that people are more aware of the opportunities that exist and are more prepared to make those changes right now to capitalize on them. So what do we mean when we talk about opportunity? There's a lot of different ways we can look at it, and people will come to this thinking different things. So, you know, you can look up definitions of what opportunity is, and, you know, a very quick search on Google, you'll come up with, you know, an opportunity is a set of circumstances that makes it possible to do something. So we have plenty of opportunities available to us. So opportunities exist. Right now we've got many opportunities available to us. It really depends on our mindset and how we're going to approach them. You know, if we're going to capitalize on them, we need to have the right mindset, and we need to equip ourselves with the right tools and resources to give ourselves the best chance of success when we do grab hold of these opportunities and run with them. So opportunities exist. They're always there, but we're more aware of them at the moment. And many new opportunities have come about because of our current situation. You know, COVID has created demand for many new industries. Some industries have changed, but this is a cycle that continually happens. So a lot of the industries that we had 2 years ago and a lot of the professions didn't exist 20 years ago. So it is a continual cycle. It's not something that's new specifically because of COVID, but COVID has made people more aware of it and highlighted it to us that there are opportunities exist and that the way we are doing things at the moment may not be the best thing for us. There is a book that I've been reading on called Opportunity. It's by Eben Pagan, and a great way he describes opportunity, and he talks about creating opportunities about more than just thriving in an unstable, sometimes scary world. It's about becoming the best version of yourself and creating the life where you have all the opportunities you need to reach your full potential. To increase the quality and quantity of opportunity available, it's important to take on a series of mindsets that will positively change how you see yourself, how others see you, and how you see opportunity. Now, in the book, he's not just talking about business opportunities, but the same principles apply, and he does go into a lot of detail about how we can change our mindsets to be more willing to take on opportunities and access them. And we have this situation where some people see opportunities and others don't. Why do some people see more opportunity? And just pulling on that idea of the mindset, it is because of the mindset, how people approach it. So back in October, on one of our earlier episodes, we had Harry Nathu on the podcast, and we're discussing the concept of why your mindset's critical for both personal and business success. And Harry discussed how you can create a mindset of resilience, and he explained how this resilience can help you as a business owner to not only survive through crisis, but how you can both thrive now and beyond. So your mindset is really important. It helps us to see these opportunities, not just see them though, but how we respond to them and how we move forward and take advantage of them. So certainly some people have thrived in this COVID situation. Their businesses have thrived because they've grasped opportunities. They've jumped on them really quickly. Hand sanitizer, masks, facilities for working from home. So whether services to set up your home office or furniture or software, IT solutions have really thrived at this time. And there've been a lot of new businesses and some industries have been created as a result. And I've heard in many cases that these business owners that have jumped on these opportunities have been criticized by many for being too opportunistic or too greedy, capitalizing on other people's, position of pain and suffering. And a lot of times that is where an opportunity will arise. That people have a need, and you have a service or a product that meets that need that they're willing to buy. And look, if we take that out in context and look at it, that is the purpose of, well, not so much the purpose, but why businesses are successful. If you have a customer that has a need and you can supply a product or a service to them at a profit, then that's a business case. And unfortunately, we see a lot of businesses that don't have that business case. They don't have a product that people need to have. So the market for selling is smaller. But regardless of how you look at these people that have acted on the opportunities, whether you're for them or against them or critical of them, one thing is very clear. They have taken advantage of the opportunities that exist. And in some cases, they have acted very, very quickly. They've been prepared to act. They've been willing to act. And they've equipped themselves with the tools, the resources, the contacts, so that they can act quickly and take advantage of opportunities when they arise. And that's a great thing. And I think a lot of business owners are so stuck in the way that we do things, the way we've always done things. We're not open to seeing new ways of doing things. We're not open to opportunities. We're not open to new products or markets because we are so comfortable doing things the way we've always done them. You know, these opportunities are not limited purely to people that have acted on them. You know, they're there. The difference is they have acted on them and a lot of us have not. We've chosen not to. So why do people, even being aware that opportunities exist and that they may be better off by, you know, accessing those opportunities, acting on them, why do people not do it? I'm coming back to the discussion of opportunity in this book by Evan Pagan. He refers to this as the fear instinct. And the fear instinct is talking about how opportunities and fear go hand in hand. That as we discover and develop opportunities, in our life, in our business, there's going to be risks and sometimes dangers involved. So we need to understand fear better and we need to be able to embrace that and work with it rather than fighting with it and letting it restrict us. So when we're fearful, how we see opportunities changes to somebody that doesn't have that fear. Somebody that doesn't have that fear will dance. Yeah, they'll celebrate the opportunity. They'll celebrate the change and they'll accept it. They'll grasp it and run with it. But when we're afraid, or when we're fearful, the only opportunity we have is to keep things the way they are, to keep the status quo, to stay safe. And we try and avoid loss. And that limits us. You know, the opportunities are available, but it limits us. Our fear limits us. And we don't act. And instead, we become envious of other people who have acted on opportunities. And look, I think that makes it hard when we see other people thriving when we're not, because we haven't acted. We've kept the status quo. And we've seen other people embrace new opportunities, new technologies, new methods, new products, and they've run with it. So we do need to address this mindset issue, and I encourage you to go back and re-listen to Harry's discussion on mindset. It's really, really helpful for any business owner. So how do we respond? How do we respond? So there are a lot of opportunities available. Do we become fearful and just resist it and just stick to what we're doing at the moment and hope we can ride out the wave? Now, the problem with that is that if we are just staying where we are, then as other people move forward, we're going to be going backwards. So as our business stays where it is, we're going to lose market share. So we actually cannot continue doing exactly the same as what we've done. We need to embrace change and move. We need to embrace those opportunities and take advantage of them. Now, I've talked at the beginning of the episode about opportunities that are being discussed with me by my clients and by people looking to start businesses or embrace these opportunities. So I want to talk about just very briefly some examples of how I've seen business owners or even people starting businesses, how they're seeing opportunities and what they're doing there. So we have the one we've already talked about is introducing a new product or a service. So we've seen that with the glut of hand sanitizers and masks and the need for office furniture, IT solutions, products. And we've seen online video conferencing really take off, whereas before, you know, some people liked it, some people avoided it, whereas it really has taken off and a lot more people are using it. So those services have improved and there's been issues with them as well, but they've addressed those issues and we've moved forward. So there are opportunities for new products and services. And look, where we have an issue with lack of supply, so we have a lot of importing of products manufactured overseas, and what we've seen recently is issues with getting delivery of those products, issues with supply and delivery, and that has limited the ability to sell, because you can't sell something that you don't have. You can't sell a product that you don't have in stock. So what it's forced many business owners to do is to look at alternate supplies. And I know the Australian government is looking to encourage a resurgence of that light and medium manufacturing in Australia. And I think that's a good thing. So it will look at different supply methods. I was recently talking, we have actually a honey supplier. And because of the COVID situation and the inability to get some of their other merchandise supplied from overseas, they've turned to a local manufacturer, a local supplier, and they've been able to get same or similar products supplied, better quality, at a consistent price, and no delivery issues. So they've identified another supplier, a local supplier, so they're boosting their local industry. And as we boost our local industries, there's more money going around for people to invest in local businesses and support other local businesses to help those businesses grow and recover as well. So we've seen a change in the way people are sourcing product at the moment. We've also seen changes in the way people deliver services. So an example here is a singing school, a music school. And this is fairly consistent, but what we've seen is that music lessons and singing traditionally are delivered face to face, and there was a resistance to doing it in any other way. Now, during COVID and with lockdown and the rules, they weren't able to deliver face to face lessons for a period, so they introduced a virtual or an online offering with video conferencing. Still one-to-one, still with high-quality teachers, and they were able to retain a lot of their students during that period. They were also able to bring in other students from different areas, so they were able to bring in students who possibly lived in areas that didn't have music teachers or singing teachers, and they provided access to those new clients, new customers. And, they opened up a new market. So we've seen that happening, opening up new markets by changing the way that you deliver your services. And that's always a great thing, because if you're only looking at your local market, your number of potential customers is limited. But if you're able to expand that to a wider network, and this is what they've been able to do by offering virtual or video lessons, is to increase the number of potential customers. And they've actually been able to maintain their student numbers through this period, which is a fantastic result. And yeah, we see that as well. So also with the lockdown and not being able to physically provide services, we've had other clients that have introduced merchandising. Now, what that's meant though is it's not a totally new area for them, but they're already doing the design work as part of their service delivery, but they've provided a way for their customers to access their services, their artworks, but provided it in the form of t-shirts and other merchandise available to customers. So they've been able to provide an additional stream of income, which is a really good way to do it. So they're not actually creating a lot of new product, they're just, you know, what we call repurposing, using that same product or the same idea and just making it available in different formats to their customers. So that's been good. So we, you know, we've got new markets, we've got new products, new services, and changing the way we've delivered. So one of the other things we've seen a lot of clients do, a lot of business owners do, is actually assess how they actually operate their business. What is essential? So in many cases, it's been changing the way they do things. So we've seen a lot of people go to working from home. So that's meant the need for physical office space has changed, physical equipment has changed, those facilities, people are using less transport. Those types of ways of delivering have changed. And looking at how profitable the different products and services are. So, you know, we can look at reducing the physical costs of not having to have people physically present, but you have other costs resulting from that. You need to set people up to work from home, you have different insurance exposures, etc., and IT. But also looking at what products are profitable. You taking the opportunity to say, well, hang on, we've been delivering this product for a long time or this service, but we're not actually making as much profit from it as we should be. So what do we need to do differently? Okay, we can spend the same amount of time and deliver product Y instead of product X, but product Y gives us 10 times the amount of profit. So why continue doing product X? Let's focus more on product Y. And we've seen this happen quite a bit in that we have what people get attached to a particular product or service, but they don't actually look at how profitable it is. So COVID has been a great opportunity for business owners to look at how profitable are their services. You know, talking with another supplier where their standard offering included a number of reports and extra value that they provided to their clients. What they've realized though in this process was that the clients didn't value those extra pieces. They didn't actually want the extra pieces, they didn't want the reports, but those extra pieces cost a lot to generate and supply. So the profit margin on that delivery, that service, was actually eroded. So as a result, they've ceased doing those extra value, so-called value. You know, there was some value, but if your client doesn't appreciate the value, then there is no value. It's just a cost. So they were able to change what was included in the product, what was included in the service delivery, and turn it into a more profitable product. So we're seeing a lot of that happening, and we're, you know, adding new markets, changing the product mix, changing the profitability, adding new services. And we're also seeing people buying established businesses. And now in Australia, we have this situation where over 40% of businesses are owned by people approaching retirement. So regardless of COVID, regardless of the economic situation we had in the past 2 years, we're going to see in the next 5 to 10 years a large increase in the number of businesses being offered for sale. Now, the laws of supply and demand, the more supply you have and the less demand, the prices are going to be driven down. So it's going to be harder for those businesses to be sold at their full value or their maximum value unless you spend some time working on creating that extra value. So there's opportunities there for people looking to buy a business because they'll be able to buy at a lower price, one would expect. There's also some opportunities here because a lot of those business owners who are approaching retirement rather than investing additional time and resources in you know, re-engineering the business, working on the business, adding new products, services, changing the way they do things, they don't want to invest the time, money, or resources in that. They've brought forward their exit date. So they're looking to get out of their business now. There are opportunities there for somebody to buy the business, reassess how they're actually operating, how they deliver, how they do things, make the delivery, the processes more profitable. So there are opportunities there to turn an existing business into a more profitable organization. And because people are looking to exit at the moment, there's opportunities to buy. And we're hearing that a lot from people, you know, looking to buy businesses because there is value there. There is an opportunity. So I asked at the beginning, is 2021 the year of opportunity? I think the answer to that question is yes. It certainly is. Are there more opportunities? Well, maybe there are, but there certainly are opportunities. I think the key difference is that we're seeing that people are more open to opportunities and more open to embracing opportunities and running with them. Now, I'd like to know if you agree with me or not. It'd be good to get some feedback on this from you. So perhaps you can share what opportunities you see with your business, or whether you disagree with me completely, I'm happy to take your feedback on that. So what opportunities do you see for your business in 2021? So you could comment on our Facebook page. So jump on to in Facebook at the Business Behind Your Business, or on LinkedIn. You can connect with us on LinkedIn, or you can email podcast@thebusinessbehindyourbusiness.com. And look, if you want to connect with me on a personal level, you can connect with me on LinkedIn, Paul Sweeney Pretium, P-R-E-T-I-U-M, or on Twitter, at Paul Sweeney PS. And look, welcome your feedback on this, and be interesting to know what opportunities you're seeing in your industries, your businesses, and how you've embraced those in the year that's just gone, and what you're planning to do in the year ahead. So hoping that you have a very successful 2021. Look for those opportunities and run with them. Thanks for listening. Do you have a question you'd like our team of experts to answer? If you do, send your question to podcast@thebusinessbehindyourbusiness.com. To hear more from The Business Behind Your Business, don't forget to subscribe using your favourite podcast player. Or you can visit the businessbehindyourbusiness.com website.